Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we've been debating now for almost 40 minutes on the stream. What did Rick actually say? I think you and I might have gone back and listened to that, Cole, more times than the Zapruder film. It's like that episode of Seinfeld when they tried to figure out who spit on George and Kramer. The amount of times that we listened to this. Now, it very clearly sounds like the F word.
Yeah, it does.
Rick said. But Rick said that if the Carolina Panthers lose this game, he would sell his PSL for $5.
And it sounded like something else.
But it sounded like something else. And look, when the FCC is involved, it doesn't matter what you said. It matters what it sounds like you said.
And so, there was a big debate on the stream about this.
A lot of people were like, it sounded like he said the F dash 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 word.
Kane said, let me see if I can find it. Kane said, I think we call it Rick Gate. Or maybe that was Dan B. But so evidently, we're split on the stream. And I know it's Overreaction Monday in this segment. But it seems like... like April said, now y'all are tripping. Rick said $5. If you go back and try to focus on his voice, because Cole was talking at the same time, you can hear him say the word five, then bucks. There's a big debate on that. So here's what I could do. We can't clip the thing and air it because it sounds like. But what I can do, and I'll have to get precise, I can clip out the buh and the fuh. If I can clip that, the isolate that, I can play that on the air. We just can't play the word. But I'll try.
Man, this is like when Judas Priest was on trial for subliminal messages.
We're going to get to the bottom of it. Because I want to clip it because I want to see what the audience says in terms of the ba or the fa. And I've got it. I've got it right here. But it might be the next segment before I can get to it. But nonetheless, thanks, Rick, for creating the great debate on today's show.
It is time, Tolos, to get out your phones and call us. Who's got the stones at 844-326-3663 to air your grievances, what you saw over the weekend, what's got you torn up about your game, your team, whatever it may be. It is Overreaction Monday, your opportunity to let them fly, just as long as you don't put any four-letter words in there. We call in and be a part of Overreaction Monday. Cole, would you like to go first or would you like me to?
I'll tell you what. I've got one, then we'll get to the phone lines. I've got one that I think, Diesel, you will find interesting because this was breaking news. I've got one I want to get your reaction to. Okay. This broke earlier today that Bryce Young has a high ankle sprain. And he will not be playing Sunday against the Bills when the Bills come to town, right? Which is bad news. Your starting quarterback, you would like for him to be out there. However, my overreaction, my first one in this segment, Diesel, is that Bryce Young being out Sunday is no big deal. It's no big deal. Don't make this a bigger deal than it is, and I'll tell you why. From what I've watched of the Panthers this year, this offense is not built around Bryce Young. It's just not. Right. Bryce Young's had a decent season, but there's nothing that this offense does, Diesel, that another quarterback can't do. It's not like it's an offense tailor-made to Bryce Young. I believe if Andy Dalton – it is Andy Dalton, right?
Yep.
If Andy Dalton gets all week with the ones, Rico Dowdle's still playing well, I don't really think this offense is going to miss a beat Sunday. In fact, like if I'm a Panther fan, yeah, you might want Bryce to be out there, but I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, it's not. I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
You look at his averages so far through six games played, and one of those games limited. I get it because he went out in the third quarter of yesterday's game. He has averaged sub 200 yards per game passing. He has averaged 1.67 touchdowns per game, and he has averaged just under one interception per game. Now, that is getting better. His sack numbers are getting better. But really, his production, he's in year three. His touchdown production, both on the ground and through the air, is not there. His yards per catch, not there. Yards per game, not there. Bryce Young, he'll be a fine backup to whoever they draft this year. I really do think it's time to go out there and I don't know if the answer is get a guy that's relatively young in free agency. I don't know who you could get. Or if the answer is go find a quarterback that plays a similar style to Bryce Young but actually has the tangible. Somebody that's 6'2", 210 pounds, like a Lenora Sellers maybe. I don't know. Somebody who can play a similar style of offense because you've already built around that basic style.
April Mosley on the stream on YouTube says 100% Dalton is more than capable. So April agrees with us. And I don't know that that's like a scorching hot take, but I don't know. I am kind of in your camp, Diesel. I tweeted out yesterday. I watched that Panthers game at 1 o'clock, and Bryce does good things, but there's nothing that Bryce does that makes me think like, whew, that guy's...
He's not explosive.
No, he just...
He's not a lock to go get you 12 yards when you need 10 on 3rd and 10.
I know it's not a popular take for the Bryce Young apologist, but I don't know, man. I just... He's just not growing on me. And maybe he's not... Because he's so short and he's done growing, but he's not growing on me. I didn't mean to make that into a joke.
That's two show days in a row that Cole has made short jokes.
I know, and I'm going to be talking, right?
Right?
Kim
Jong-un.
And now Bryce Young?
Yeah.
Oh, where's this show gotten to?
Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Mad Kraft, who is up first. Mad Kraft, how many 5-gallon buckets of tears have you cried in the last 2 days? Or are you all out?
Oh, I'm all out. I ain't got none, guys. We are on the poo-poo train with the rest of y'all now. Choo-choo, I reckon. But, you know, here's the deal. There's no excuses on that one. We got beat.
Miami,
Louisville,
right?
Miami came into our house. Louisville came into our house and just flat out beat us. I mean, there's no thing about it. But I want to give a quick shout-out to Alex Dono of Locked on Canes.
Mm-hmm.
This was all from him. I don't take credit for any of this, but it's something that he was saying on his show was that if he goes back and looks week by week, all these opposing coaches, they go into their midweek press conferences, and every time they step up to the podium, they all say the same thing about our defense. They say they beat you. They're talented, fast, athletic. That's how they beat you. But they're very simple. They don't do much. Very basic. Okay, now flash forward to what Carson Beck said when they were going into the Louisville game, said, nope, we're not going to change anything. We're just going to do us. We're going to keep doing our thing. Okay, so then afterwards we have a defensive back who says post-game, when he steps up to the podium, he says, we didn't see any of what Louisville did on film.
Wow.
Not a single time this week or past week. We didn't see a single thing that they did on offense that made sense to us. We had never seen it. So we have a team that's admitting Miami, admitting that we're basic and we're not going to do much. We're not changing, right? Well, that's all fine and dandy if you want to try to beat people athletically. But when you go up against a coach like Braum, that's not going to cut it anymore. And it showed. I mean, we got out-schemed to a maximum.
Hey, Madcraft, I agree with everything you're saying. I want to interject real quick, though. I hear you. Like, I don't disagree with you. But while all that may be true, isn't the theme from this one, you turn the ball over four times. You don't turn the ball over four times, you probably win the game.
I completely agree with you. One of them got called back. He actually threw five interceptions.
That's true. Yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
But
and what was the final?
Here's the crazy.
It was a one touchdown?
Huh?
What was the final score off the top of your head?
That's the thing. I don't exactly remember. I've done tuned it out. But that's another thing, Cole. You know, Mario Cristobal, he said, you know, we can take one positive from this. You know, when it come down to the end of the game, we had a chance to go win it. No, I'm not doing that. It's the same way that people said we let Florida State come back, and I told y'all, nope, we never were going to give that game up to Florida State. We had it the whole way. Same thing with Louisville. Louisville was never going to give us that game up. We got beat right from the jump. So I disagree with Mario there. I don't even think that's a positive. The only positive I'll take away from it is those four interceptions. You know how many points Louisville got off of those?
How many?
Zero.
Wow. Hmm.
So the defense didn't break. But here's another stat real quick. Just one more for you. You know, 2 weeks ago when we played our other game, you know, Carson Beck threw four touchdowns and zero interceptions.
Okay.
So that's polar opposite of what happened this week.
And
zero touchdowns.
Well, Mad, let me ask you this before you run off. What hurts worse, getting hit in the head by a Cardinal or getting trampled over by a bunch of Colts?
That one hurt too. It was the Cardinals game.
But the Chargers are supposed to be good this year, Madcraft.
I know, man, but I'm not one for excuses. But look, I'm not going to talk about the turf thing, but I am just going to say we were actually on. Hold on. We were on our sixth string tackles yesterday.
Wow.
Just think about that.
Oh, God.
Hey, and real quick.
Nobody has a sixth string tackle, do they?
We had a sixth and seventh on the field yesterday.
There's no way.
Oh, that's the.
And they got and they went down, by the way.
That's the fat guy they had to pull out of the receptionist office. Thanks, Madcraft. Let's go to the phone lines again, and we got them stacked up here. Let's go to Dan B. up first. Dan B., welcome to the show.
Hey, so my overreaction has to do with the great legend Josh Pate picking Nebraska to go 10-2 and make the playoffs.
Oh.
I called it at the beginning of the season. There's no way that was ever going to happen. So as much as I love that guy, and he's got good content, I don't know where he got his numbers from.
What's their record, by the way? Are they, five?
They're probably 4-2, 4-3.
Wait, he predicted them to go what?
10-2.
So
that's not out of the realm of possibility, though.
It wasn't. I mean, I could give it, at the beginning of the season, it'd be the two losses could be, you know, I forget if they're, I think they play Ohio State.
That was a bad loss to Minnesota.
So, Dan, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. Despite the fact that, you know, our Tolos, who are crushing it in the Upset Picks Challenge, seem like they know the future, it's all just a guess. It's all just a hunch. I have a feeling that Nebraska is going to be really good this year and play well all season long, but it's just a guess. No one knows.
Except for me. I told y'all to pick Clemson SMU. I told y'all to do it, but you didn't do it. I don't know why. Dan, did you do it, by the way?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Pony up, baby, right?
All right. Thanks for the call, Dan.
Just the whole Matt Rhule thing.
Yeah.
You know, that may or may not have been a distraction, but if Matt Rhule leaves, then all that does is set Nebraska back another 5 years. So,
oh, by the way, Dan, did Madcraft said that we cut him off too early. Did Rick say F or B? Yeah,
the context
F or B.
Was definitely supposed to be the B. I think his syllable got cut off from like maybe his phone or something. So all you heard And I'll say it slowly. All you heard was five ucks. And if you say that kind of quickly, it sounds like you're saying the wrong thing.
So he's coming in with an alternate theory that it's the phone company's fault.
Yeah, the phone company. Yeah. And Denver, 33 points in the fourth quarter. Heck yeah, last night. That was, or yesterday afternoon, that was one of the greatest comebacks I think ever.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was 33 points in one quarter. That coach, Brian Daboll, should be fired at Dewey, right?
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Speaking of Dewey, jumping up 55.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hadn't got to that. We hadn't got that far yet. Yeah. But Dan, I appreciate you dropping that knowledge on us. Let's go to the phone lines again. Do you have audio pulled up here, Cole? Are you willing to play this audio?
So here's the deal. You're going to hear something in your ear in a second. Uh-huh. I've almost got it, but just ignore what you hear. I'm going to have it in just a second. But let's go while I get it finalized. The reason I'm pushing this off is I've got to be extremely precise in this cut.
Yes, you're taking your job,
see what I'm saying?
And your employment in your own hands here.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm being careful. I'm trying, though. I'm trying to get it because it's the great debate. Madcraft said, Rick said it. Dan B says no. All right.
Sounds like he said it. Cole's playing this in my headset.
So you can hear it, but the Tolos
really
can't.
Here's
what I'm
like
going to do.
Said it.
I've got it done. So, real quick, before we go to the next caller, I've got just the very first part, right? It's either an F or a B. And I can play this because this is all it is. It's just like one letter.
That's an F.
Is that an F?
God, play it.
Is that an F or a
B? Man, this is hard.
Because if it's...
It's that suggestive thing. If you tell somebody it's the B word, then it sounds like a B. If you tell somebody it's the F word, then it sounds like an F. It's like whether the debate like was the dress blue
that's
and
right.
black or gold and whatever.
And for any Tolos that just tuned in and have no idea what's going on, Rick called in earlier and got dumped because he said... he meant to say... What, $5?
God, right? You almost said it too. God, you are
tiptoeing
the line, my friend.
But this is again the very. I can't tell. To me, that sounds like an F. I'm gonna turn it up a little louder. Hold on. I don't know,
man.
I don't know. Let's go, Tom in Somerville.
If we asked our boss, hey, what do you think? Can we play this on the air to get our listeners' opinion? He would say. Well, guys, it's a little tiddly. I don't think you should do that.
That's why I was really precise in the cut. Again, one more time. Is that a B or a F?
Tom, what do you think? Was that a B or an F?
Well, y'all probably don't want my opinion because I want to say the F word.
What is it, Tom?
Well,
could you hear that
performance
though?
You saw on Saturday? I understand why.
Tom, could you hear this audio?
It does sound like a B.
It does?
God.
Yeah. Hold on, one more time.
Well, yeah, it's pretty close.
Right?
It's pretty close.
If you're told that it's an F, it sounds like an F. But if you're told that it's a B, it sounds like a B.
Or Shane Barrett when we need him.
The call on the field stands. There's not enough evidence.
There you go. There you go. Tom, what's up?
Hey, well... couple things. I caught the end of Mad Cat's phone call. Last week, he was all sunshine and rainbows. Since he's a Miami fan, I doubt he's all sunshine and rainbows anymore. So I would like to welcome him to the depressing club where your football team disappoints you every single week and you got nothing to play for. I just want to give a round of applause to Mad Cat for joining the depressing fan club. Because their season is also over. Now,
is it though? One loss?
They're going to lose again. Mario Cristobal is such an overrated coach. They're going to lose again. Now, here we go. So, tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, the students at the University of South Carolina are holding a protest. This is real, guys. They're having a protest tomorrow on campus. They're protesting Mike Shula. as OC.
Well, it's 3 o'clock. The flyer says three o'clock. So I don't want you to give those Gamecock fans the wrong impression.
Well, maybe since we can't enjoy the actual football games, we should just show up and tailgate the protest, and then it'll be fun. And since y'all go on the air at 3 o'clock, we should get Dewey to go down to the protest and give y'all a live phone call describing what he sees. Because I'll be honest, I don't even know if I care enough anymore to go to a protest in regards to South Carolina football. That showing on Saturday, I can take a loss. I've taken a lot of losses as a Gamecock fan. But that was downright embarrassing. It was disrespectful to all of South Carolina fans, and we all should just stop showing up. I know we like to leave early, but if we just stay at home, then we don't have to get so mad that we even went to the game to begin with. That on Saturday was the biggest slap in the face from everybody involved, the whole coaching staff, the players. That was downright embarrassing. I don't know if, we're going to win another game this year. Coastal's probably going to beat us, plant the flag on our field like they did at State, and they're probably going to flick our fans off too. And to be honest with you, we probably deserve it because this sucks. This whole football season sucks. The best team in the state of South Carolina is Presbyterian, and Carolina and Clemson, they're going to get that game thrown off ESPN Network, and it's going to be put on Dollar General plus minus ABC.com because ain't nobody going to watch it. It's going to be two horrible football teams playing, and we got to sit through another offseason of just being miserable and hoping that the basketball team or the baseball team will do something to get us excited till August again.
Well, obviously, Chloe Kitts is out for the season, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's not a lot to look forward to in the basketball season either.
You could
hear
the pain in that yes. You really could.
Tom, how many fried Oreos did it take to wash away your disappointment from the game when you went across the road to the state fair?
I didn't want to be there. I got in the truck and I went home. I said, I don't even want to be in this city no more. I said, I ain't going to the fair. I went home and I got home and I made some dinner and then I went to bed. I didn't watch TV the rest of the day. I didn't watch TV yesterday. I was so daggum mad that I just said, I'm not watching any more TV.
Well, Tom, that was a heck of a phone call. Hope you feel better, man.
Top notch, Tom.
Appreciate you.
We might beat Alabama. We'll see.
Oh, God. Can't wait to hear his call later on.
T-Experience. He's riding high today. I know for a fact that T-Experience probably dancing naked in the streets.
Oh, that's true.
How you feeling today, pal?
I come on here week after week after week stating my frustration. But this time, you won't hear anything but finally, the Gators have come back to their senses. Goodbye. Ding dong. The Wicked Witch is dead. Yes. But I never wanted to see by anybody in the food line. Didn't want to see the man fired because, that's just the human nature side. Yeah. But you got to go. You got to go.
So if technically you won twice this weekend. You got to go. T-Experience, you won twice this weekend because the Gators did win and the guy you didn't like got fired.
True.
You're dadgum right.
Who do you go get real quick, T-Experience?
Well, don't think about telling Mike Norvell to go down to I-10 and try to get that application because we don't want his sorry buddy, the one Florida State kicks him out. So at this point, you go get Dan Mullins. You go get Urban Meyer. At this point, I don't care. Hey, they did what they did and they passed it to another, but
we're trying to win football games. Gators? Wow.
At T-Experience, you might as well.
Have you ever asked an ex back out again after the fact? Like, have you ever dated the same woman twice?
Hey, everybody's listening. We got thousands of listeners. No, we're not doing that.
Don't let them do it, TX.
It's not usually a good idea, T Experience.
No, but yeah, like, somebody like Fran Brown. I like Fran Brown, what he's trying to do in Syracuse. I like
Fran Brown a lot, too, by the way.
Yeah, and, you know, Virginia, our coach.
Tony Ellen.
Yeah, so somebody that's trying to turn the program around.
Lane Kiffin.
And, you know, they're not in over the head. No. Heck no.
Why do you say that? That'd be the best hire possible.
Oh, come on.
We don't need the sideshow. I mean, we're used to the Urban Meyer sideshow. Dan Mullen wasn't the sideshow, but definitely Lane. No.
All right.
Thanks, T Experience.
Thanks, man.
Man, Dan Mullen might be the best thing that's happened to you in the last 20 years, and you ran him out of town.
Yeah,
wasn't good enough.
And I don't think that'll ever happen again, unfortunately. I was a big fan of Dan Mullen. I really was.
Yeah.
I thought he could develop quarterbacks. I was a fan. Time for one more?
We got time for Guy. Welcome into the show, Guy.
Hey, how are you? I was saved this weekend because both Clemson and South Carolina lost. But I sat down. If you add 130 yards, Oregon put up a half mile in offense.
Wow. A half mile.
A half mile.
Over Rutgers, right?
Yes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Thanks, man.
That's it.
Hey, I like that.
Hey, just dropping facts.
Dropping.
Appreciate you, guy.
Real quick. Let's go through this like super slow, okay? You ready?
Yep.
You got your ears on?
Mm-hmm.
Put your ears back on. Ready?
Yep.
Too slow, right?
Yeah.
Ah.
Sounds like a Wookiee mating call.
I can't figure out where I am on this. I don't know if he's saying
God.
To me, I still hear F.
Look, Rick, I'm sure you didn't mean to say it, but that's what it sounds like.
And then the back end was. See, it almost. I hear the UCKS, the UX, right?
Well, that's not in question.
I don't know, man. Could you tell that time?
I hear F.
One more time.
And I like Dan's explanation there.
What'd Dan say?
Like the little audible drop of the phone kind of garbled that one syllable in just the right place, and it created a controversy that will ripple across the nation.
Let's see. I'm being fired after this. I mean, I'm getting a letter of, you know, dismissal. I can't tell, Rick. I can't tell. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I can't tell. We've got to run off the break, though. We'll get some more overreactions on the other side. A couple of you and I didn't get a chance to get to. Also, looking around the NFL, what was the biggest storyline, man? Dan B. mentioned a 33-point comeback. That should never happen, should it? I mean, 33 points in one quarter. Brian Daboll just absolutely peeing down his leg. The Panthers getting a win. A little around the NFL next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Texter says if Bryce had a decent O-line, he'd be a great quarterback. He won the Heisman. He can make throws and play really well if he has a halfway good players around him. Well, Texter, I got news for you. Winning the Heisman means nothing when you step on a field on a Sunday. And I mean nothing. Like, no disrespect to winning the Heisman, but winning the Heisman has never correlated to NFL success. Have there been Heisman Trophy winners that have went on and had good NFL careers? Sure. But, like, that to me, that just doesn't mean anything. I don't care if you win the Heisman. You play on Sunday, that's a different game. A completely different game.
I am looking at what were Bryce Young's stats in 2021, his Heisman Trophy winning season. 4,800 yards, 47 pass touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 15 games for Alabama. It helps that you have the most elite receiving room basically anybody in college football has put together.
And the best coach ever.
And the best coach.
Yeah.
And look, you're still playing an SEC schedule, right?
Great, so
you're still playing
line.
A whole lot of really good teams and a lot of really good defenses. But those stats are also propped up a little bit by, I'm sure, his performances in the weaker games, the weaker opponents that they faced. When you've got everything stacked your way, you got the best O-line, the best receivers, the best protection, the best tight ends, the best everything, the best scheme, it's a lot easier to be successful. When you move into the NFL and you've got an awful O-line and you've got awful receivers and you've got awful tight end protection and no running back, and I'm talking the last couple years. I'm not talking about this season specifically. You're less likely to find that immediate success.
Yeah, it's true. Kevin Buggs on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line says, as a Bills fan, I'm pretty sure all Dalton will have to do is hand the ball off. He should never throw. The Bills' run defense is terrible. Each running back should have over 100 yards. That's an interesting point. Kevin, it really is, and I appreciate you getting in on that.
I did see a lot of conversation around whether or not to keep giving the ball to
Chuba
Hubbard or to give the carries to,
Rico.
Rico, how am I blanking on names at the moment? I wasn't planning on going here. So, and the conversation was Rico's only a one-year rental player, whereas Chuba is on your roster. He's got a contract. You're going to be paying him a lot of money for a lot of years. So that might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And it came out of the mouth of a pretty smart guy, right? He said, give it to your less talented back because you're going to be paying him a lot of money for a couple of years. Don't give it to the guy who is clearly the better football player because you're only going to have him for like 10 more games.
You know what I look at yesterday? Carolina, Rico had 17 carries for 79 yards. Chuba had 14 for 31. Neither running back scored, but which was more effective? Well, one averaged 2.2 yards per carry. The other averaged 4.6, more than double. So Rico, if you watch the game, as most of us did, Rico was the better back yesterday. Chuba had a few nice runs, but Rico was still the better back. You still have to ride with a hot hand. And now that Bryce Young's not going to be your quarterback for a few weeks, you've really got to lean. Hey, as much as Panther fans, Diesel, are upset about that, thank God you got Chuba Hubbard back. Like now, yeah, Andy Dalton's the quarterback, but you've got now not one, but two good running backs. And going against Buffalo is going to be super tough, but you've played well at home this year. And, of course, we'll talk about it more, but I don't know, man. I'm not hitting the panic button yet.
Well, it begs the question, why wouldn't you try to find somebody who will pay you something for Chuba Hubbard and keep Rico Dowdle?
Yeah, you could. You know? Maybe you like having that depth. Around the NFL also, super disappointed Sunday morning in the Jaguars. I mean, a 35-7 loss to the L.A. Rams, and the Rams are a good team. Don't get me wrong. They're now 5-2 on the season, but The Jags have just been too inconsistent under Trevor Lawrence. It's just far too much inconsistency. And if you want to talk about a team that has potential now 4-3, there's way too much inconsistency. So I don't know what the deal is there.
So we're gonna do a little test live on the air.
All right,
okay,
let's do it.
You have that audio still available? Okay.
Yep.
I'm gonna give my headset over to Stacey Bartrow from WORD 98.9, Voice of the Carolinas, and I want to know, what do you hear from this clip?
And have you prefaced anything or anything?
I've given her a little heads up as to what happened.
All right.
And I'm going to leave it up to you to determine, do you hear a B or do you hear an F?
All right, Stacey, you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, you ready?
Oh.
One more time. I have to hit it quick because I don't want the whole word to go over the air.
Yeah.
Ready? One more time. Is that a B or a F? One more time.
That's one of the things where you have to hear within its full context.
Let's do this. Let's take it off the air, take it out of program, and play it back for her so she can hear the whole clip. So that
can you hear it now?
Let me see. Hit it.
No, she can't hear it now.
No, I can't hear it.
Hold on. What about now?
That's a buh. That's a buh.
She says buh.
Yeah.
So she can hear the whole clip though now.
Listen, here's the thing.
So you think you said bucks?
Yes, and I know you're nervous that you don't want to play it on the air because you're just not sure what he said. He wants to be on the radio, so I would think that he would.
And he's never cursed. Rick's never cursed.
But Rick's also a weirdo who says that
maybe
he
was drinking.
He says that he has an ice cream shop where his son operates a male stripper pole business.
But that doesn't have anything to do with this word. Stacey says "bah."
Crazy.
There you go.
I say "bah."
Breaking
and
news.
Don't be messing with my boy Trevor. I love that kid.
Who? Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Well, he's just too inconsistent. Too inconsistent.
Don't blame it on Trevor.
Okay. Gosh, look at Stacey coming in here. Just, I'm telling you, you might have to take a third chair.
Come over here and buzz.
I mean, gosh.
Back in her old digs, too, because she used to work out of this studio years ago.
She doesn't like the Trevor Lawrence slander, does she? He's just been too inconsistent. Sorry.
Well.
Also, around the NFL, real quick, just these last few minutes. Look, love him or hate him, I know a lot of people have strong feelings on the guy. Caleb Williams and the Bears are playing really good football. They're 4-2 on the year, 26-14 win yesterday. I know the Saints aren't good, but this Caleb Williams guy, I mean, Ben Johnson, this is a decent little Bears team, man. And we'll see, you know, we'll see as the season goes on, but they're running the ball. Swift's been impressive. Caleb Williams has been impressive. I'm not the biggest Caleb Williams fan either, Diesel, but I didn't know if Ben Johnson would be able to do this so quickly. He has.
Good news for them. They have got probably three built-in wins in a row upcoming. So they've, in a row, they've beat the Cowboys, beat the Raiders, the Commanders, and the Saints. Then they go on the road at Baltimore, on the road at Cincinnati, which maybe not quite a given anymore, but we'll see. The Giants at home.
Yeah.
So they could rattle off 7 wins in a row. Think about that. Start 0-2 and then being at that point 7-2. I don't know how sustainable it is because, you know, the Bears, they always make dumb decisions and let guys go they shouldn't let go. But if they can keep this core together, man, this might be a franchise that starts to really rebuild.
What I don't know, Diesel, when you look around the NFL from this past weekend, what do you do if you're an owner of a football team and your team loses to the Cleveland Browns 31-6? The Miami Dolphins now 1-6 on the year, and I had this as one of my overreactions that I didn't get to. That guy's got to be fired immediately. Like, yeah. What are we doing, Diesel? This guy is – they're 1-6.
Now I'm thinking that Mike McDaniel must have compromising photos of the team owner's wife.
Maybe.
That's
maybe
the only way.
And the answer is not Tua either. Like, you go watch these games, yeah. Tolos. Well, Tua is – he's just not seeing the field. And McDaniel is not putting them in a good spot. You've got to do something. This just can't continue. The guy's just pitiful post game.
Yeah.
It this is a bad look for the NFL.
1-6. They're gonna lose at Atlanta. They might beat the Ravens. I mean, that's a coin flip at this point. They're going to lose to the Bills. They're going to lose to the Commanders. It's not getting much better from here.
They won't win five games.
Good news is they're going to have the opportunity to draft Tua's replacement.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and hire Mike's replacement, too. Also around the NFL, Diesel, the Chiefs look back. They're 4-3 now. 31-0 yesterday win. And I know the Raiders are not good, but still, the Chiefs are starting to click. That should be a scary thought for the rest of the NFL. Mahomes was brilliant yesterday. No really surprise there. Like, it, you know, doesn't shock many people that the Chiefs are figuring it out all of a sudden. The Eagles
don't whisper it into existence.
I know. And just in the same breath, the Eagles looked a good, like they looked good yesterday. Touchdown in every quarter, 28-22 win over the Vikings. They're now 5-2. AJ Brown got involved. And then I think the biggest storyline from the NFL yesterday is the Broncos Giants. Diesel, the Denver Broncos scored 33 points in the fourth quarter of play.
Epic comeback meets epic collapse at the same time.
How is Brian Daboll not fired?
Both of those things are true at the same time. I mean, God, that performance from Denver across the board in the fourth quarter, it was a thing of beauty. I mean, it will – I know it's not, you know, contextual the same way. It doesn't hold the same weight as, you know, the Falcons.
Yeah.
Blowing that lead to the Patriots.
I just don't know. I don't know. Like, you're Brian Daboll. You're now 2-5. I know Jackson Dart's been a spark. But, like, Diesel, you can't do that. You can't. Like, that's grounds for being canned. I mean, a 33-point comeback in one quarter.
And it's not as if, you know, it's not as if they weren't scoring in the fourth quarter. The Giants, they put up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
I know. It's awful. I mean, that's the most embarrassing choke job I've ever seen in my life.
Also, if your field goal kicker can hit a PAT,
yeah,
you'd win that game because they missed two in the same game and you lost by one.
Let's go to the phone lines. Bryant wants to get in at 844-326-3663. What's up, Bryant?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say you gave me the segue into my Denver Broncos and that amazing comeback yesterday. But what I wanted to lay on you guys was that, you know, they put Demaryius Thomas in the Ring of Honor Sunday.
Yeah.
And basically, he died when he was 33. They had a 33-point comeback in the fourth quarter.
Oh.
The last drive, the winning drive, started with 33 seconds. And they had 2 8-point drives, which is his number 88.
Wow.
Call it.
What do you?
Kismet,
how do you explain that? How
poetic
do you,
justice. Call it a miracle. Call it touch from above.
Well,
I don't know.
It's just like. I mean, if you guys have been around sports your whole life, you know the Broncos. That's a magical thing, right?
Sure.
Denver and the Broncos. That's a magical thing, like Notre Dame and the Fighting Irish. Just, you know, that's what it is there. You know, like I remember when Peyton Manning was looking for a team to go to, and everybody was saying San Francisco. I was telling everybody in my circle. I said, if he's a football guy, he's going to pick Denver because he knows that Denver, they're always there, bro.
Yeah.
They're always there. They're a quarterback away or this player away, but Denver's always there. We had some down years, but we're back now, baby. We're back
and you've got a
place number one.
And you've got one of the best coaches, Brian. You've got one of the best coaches in the National Football League, too.
But think about the organization as a whole, bro. They've just been winners. I've been watching them since the 70s. They win. You know what I mean? And that feeling is back into my eyes, bro.
I love it. I love it. Are you from there, or are you from the upstate?
I'm from Michigan, but my family is between Michigan and Denver. So I grew
that's
up
awesome.
Between Michigan and Denver. So.
That's awesome.
Lions, and Lions, Pistons, Nuggets, Broncos.
I like
there
it.
You go.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. You know, there are some... There are some programs in college football. There are some franchises in the NFL that it's so baked into their DNA that they win that you can't keep them down for long. They always find ways to come back.
It's like us Cowboys. It's baked into our
–
No,
here.
You let me finish. It's baked into our DNA to choke.
Oh,
there
okay.
you see.
Okay,
see?
Okay.
I was going
you,
there. I
you
was going
pulled
responsible.
The Uno Reverso
That's
on
right.
me. That's
right. I got it. And by the way, I mean, who's – again – who's playing better in the NFL right now than Dak Prescott? I'll wait. Three touchdowns yesterday.
Oh,
21 of 30. Bo Nix not playing better than Dak Prescott. No, there's no way. I love Bo Nix. I'm actually a big Bo Nix fan. I love Bo Nix. But Dak Prescott right now.
Bo cool knows that, ball. Different Bo, but you know what I'm saying.
Cool that guy off with some water.
When we come back, Cole, we had some overreactions earlier in the show that we didn't get a chance to get to. You and I.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We'll share ours and debate it out next. Cole, I lost a grand total of 5 different times this weekend. Let me tell you how that happened. First
bad
of all,
weekend.
I drive all the way to Columbia to watch South Carolina lose and get absolutely spanked. I do have some familial ties with Clemson. They lost. That's loss number 2. Loss number 3 is that my team, App State, lost to Coastal Carolina. Loss number 4 is that my wife, the woman that I have chosen to spend the rest of my life with, picked Coastal Carolina to upset App State in the Upset Picks Challenge, and Dewey is now ahead of me That's five losses.
That's a tough weekend.
Bad weekend
for me. Your Panthers won, though.
Bad weekend.
But look at the positive. The Panthers are above 500.
We're all in like swip swap world. The Panthers are supposed to suck.
I know.
App State's supposed to win, but we're in bizarro world right now, and I don't like it.
The best part about the upset picks is I am no longer on the right side of the board.
You're up the middle.
Yes.
Cole has moved.
I love it.
To 64th place with 15 points.
That's all I needed was momentum.
The leader in the clubhouse still out. Dave Mosley. Dave got his pick wrong. He took USC to upset Notre Dame this weekend.
I'm telling you, man, the tide's turning.
He's got 69. USC Justin in second place with 57. Kane's transplant third place with 47.5. Puppy Monkey Baby with 47 points. And my wife, F you, Ashley.
Wow.
45.5 points.
Who let her play?
Fifth place.
Gosh.
I send her the picks that I usually use for our early leans. See, I'm so messed up I can't even think. I send my early leans to her.
Why?
And she usually picks based on the most asinine criteria. Like, for example, she picked Bowling Green to upset, was it Toledo a couple weeks ago? Because Bowling Green has the kitty cat mascot.
Well, how about quit sending her picks? I mean, God, like, people would like a chance at this thing.
You would think if I go 1 out of 5 and she always hits the right one, occasionally I would hit the right one too.
And why don't you just pick the same game she does?
I need to start doing it. Because here's my fear. The moment I do that, she goes ice cold.
Well, you got to try it.
Ice cold.
You got to at least try.
That's what's going to, So, Tolos, the picks are up. They are up on our Facebook and our Twitter page. Not the picks, but the standings are up on our Facebook and our Twitter page. Of course, we appreciate and thank our sponsor, Ingles Markets, for helping us out with the Upset Picks Challenge. The rest of the top 10, Coach AJ, Kevin Buggs, Bo from Greer, Jacob in Spartanburg, and Keith in TR. Your picks, your points, all of it are there. T Experience could fall off the board. MTC Scott, how about Scott? He's about to fall off the board. He's got a half a point. And Jay Bird does as well. And I know we'll have him on this week, so he's not going to not get a pick in. But Bill Bender down to 1.5 points.
Bill, what are you doing,
I'm
man?
Not doing much better, though. I've got 4.5 points, tied for 104th place.
You know, the best part and the worst part about this Upset Picks Challenge is once you hit, you feel like, for whatever reason, that's going to create momentum for you. Like, this is a real sport. Like, you know, like there's actually skill involved. I'm going to play the side that there is momentum, and I'm going to ride that momentum, baby, because I need to get on a run, but I just don't know if that's true.
I just want to hit one again.
Well, you've hit twice this year.
I have, but it's not helping me.
Me and you have both now hit twice. That was only my second hit yesterday.
But yours was worth a lot
of
points.
9.5, yeah.
RJ asked about his score. RJ, I'm trying to find you here on the list. RJ, where are you on? God, there's so many names who have points that are way above me. RJ, you're in 11th place. You're tied for 11th.
Jeez,
with Gamecock Tim.
That's
how about
really
that?
Good. 11th place. I mean, that's impressive. It really is. By the way, real quick before we run to a break, breaking news from Grayson Mann, and I did retweet this a few seconds ago at D. Cole Bryson on X. Dabo Swinney says that wide receiver Bryant Wesco is out for the remainder of the 2025 season. Obviously, we talked about it with Grayson that he had to go to the hospital after the game. Wesco fell directly on his head on a punt return. He has been released, which is good news, very good news, but he is done for the season. So that is not good because you're talking about your guy. Like, you're still got TJ Moore and others, but Bryant Wesco being out.
Might have to
help move
Adam Randall back to receiver. that might be the best thing. This is your opportunity, right?
Then who runs the football? Cade Klubnik and Christopher Vezina. Cade's playing quarterback. No,
Wade Woodaz. I don't know.
Cade's playing running back. Vezina's playing quarterback, I guess. I don't know. But a little bit of news there. Speaking of Clemson, Diesel, let's dive back into that conversation for the new audience coming up at 6 o'clock. I have some really bad news for Clemson fans, but I also have some really good news. We'll get into that next.
Tease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.